This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. So, Ben Stacy, tell us about that.
Oh, are we already starting?
We're off and running.
No, this is just chit chat.
Okay. So I play Gwen Stacy, and she's a part of a love triangle between Peter Parker and Mary Jane, and that's all I'm going to say about it.
Are you a redhead?
No, I'm a blonde.
So blonde is playing the redhead, and the redhead's playing the blonde.
Yes, it's ironical.
So, Topher, what can you tell about your character? Sam has already said that Venom is in the movie, so get something back.
Yeah, I trust you. it's great. He's a great character to play. He, unlike most bad guys, he truly loves being evil. So he really comes to grips with it and enjoys it. So it was fun to play someone that finds their way to that place. It's a fun thing to play as an actor.
And Topher was able to call upon his own personal life, where he loves being evil in real life.
Yeah, before the role, I went out and killed a hobo with a hammer. Kind of getting worked, you know. All of a sudden, it was like people were treating me differently.
Especially hobos. Stay away from that 70s show guy.
Let's ask the guy who's been nominated for an Oscar.
Wait, whoa, what was it?
Well, basically,
I just heard the hard consonants of your question. Which is
your trepidation about doing comic book movie, kind of like that, becoming part of the kind of huge fan of all that.
I wouldn't say there was trepidation, but you know, you have a tradition with the comic book that you have to honor. And then you look at the requisite storytelling that went on with the first two movies. I just wanted to do my part. You know, I just wanted to like get in the game, you know, be in for 1 minute, not fumble the ball in the end zone. I just wanted to be able to do what was asked of me. And, you know, Sam is such an actor. And I'm not speaking for them, but, you know, he's a real actor's director. I've referred to him as Elia Kazan, trapped inside this Motor City madman action picture director body. Gosh, I was hoping for a bigger laugh on that. Especially Motor City madman. Come on, I brought in the nudes. But you know, he just has a great specificity, and I think that's part of the allure of the movies, is just create people that are very accessible and to hire actors that are very accessible and identifiable to the audience.
Question for among the villains. Are we going to have a ham-handed scene like Batman, let's work together, or will it be just like both of you guys trying to take part?
I think that's how we can't comment. Actually, they actually said that. We can't comment on that.
What was it then?
Is there again,
ham-handed.
Or do you do bad guys meeting and say, let's work together?
I'm actually not even sure I'm in the movie. So, how big can you get? I may or may not be in Spider-Man 3. We can.
Even though Sam's an actor's director, were you prepared for the technical things that you were going to face in this movie? And big special effects kind of thing. Was that an eye-opening experience for you?
I just wanted to see Topher naked.
Mission accomplished.
No, again, like Sam really carries you through that, and it explains everything with such detail that he brings you into the moment, and you forget that you're standing there naked with Topher and Thomas.
Only for my off-camera work. Yeah, I got into when Todd McFarlane was illustrating the comic in the late 80s, which, you know, fortunately was right when my character was coming into existence. And, what I love is how, you know, when kids get cast in these movies, they're like, you know, I'd never even seen Star Wars before. It's like, I mean, I was like such a big fan of, really, of Peter Parker and a lot of the work Todd McFarlane done. So I'm probably the geekiest guy ever to be cast in a geek film.
I can confirm that. Actually, one of my friends was saying today, he was like, I'm so glad, because he's such a huge fan of the comic book, and he's like, I'm so glad that Topher is here, because he's like really representing. he totally is.
No, the first day I was on the set was in the Bugle, and like, just as a fan of the first two movies, to be like, you know, like those theme parks that are like, we'll put you in the movie. Like, and then the guys there with the cigar, like, Parker, get in here. Oh, my God. I mean, it was just, it was tough because I had to be angry, and I was just smiling ear to ear.
Is there supposed to be kind of a dichotomy between Eddie Brock and
there is. That's what I liked about the character the most. Yeah. It's kind of a case study in if someone was had the same job and kind of maybe the same taste in women and got the same powers but had a really bad upbringing. So I used to say on set to Sam, it's like, with great power comes great fun.
Bryce, you mentioned that there's a love triangle in this film, your character, other characters. Can you describe the nature of that, elaborate, maybe describe if your character suffers the same tragic fate as in the comics?
Oh yeah, I really can't say anything about any of that. I really and truly can't. I mean, it's what I will say about this film in particular. I mean, I'm sure audiences and you guys noticed this. Like, the second film was twice as big as the first film, and the third film is like three times as big as the entire franchise put together. And that's a testament to how much integrity and passion that everyone who's working on this truly has. I mean, they could just sit back and say, like, you know, we got it. We've got the people that are going to be in the seats opening weekend. We've got it. And they don't do that. They're just, they work so incredibly hard, and they push themselves artistically, and they push themselves, like, with how do we make this the most entertaining film? And then what Sam really brings into this is, like, how do we make this, above all, like, moral for the kids that are going to be seeing this? And bringing it back to Gwen Stacy, he's very reverent to everything that people would expect, and yet it's surprising. And so, you know, I don't want to give anything away, and none of us do, because we don't want to betray the audience, because that's what they had that opportunity with the first and the second film. They really didn't know what they were going to expect, and it made it that much more entertaining.
So no Catholics.
How was it for the three of you coming onto the set, since you're the new kids on the block?
You remember in Out of Africa, there was a certain tenderness when Robert Redford washed Meryl Streep's hair. It's not applicable in any way. I just like that moment in the movie.
Action figures. How does it feel to be made into action figures, all three of you?
Yeah. I haven't. I saw a kind of version of mine.
I saw mine too. It's, you know, it's weird. It's like a little plastic me. I can do whatever I want with me. You know? Bathe me. With a toothbrush. What is your action figure going to do, Bryce?
She's going to have, like, huge bazoombas. That's pretty much it.
I'll buy one. Every 8-year-old in China is going to really look forward to that. Yeah.
Thomas and Bryce, have you shared Paul Giamatti stories?
You know, we only met once.
I know, it's
in the makeup trailer. But Bryce just mentioned to me that, you know, how much she adores Paul, and he's very dear to me. He's a very good friend of mine. So.
Paul keeps telling me how much I totally missed out and not being able to spend much
Thomas,
time.
Can you say anything about your scene with Liv Robinson?
No. Once again, I may or may not be in this movie. I can't comment on any specifics.
How do you feel about any action at all in the movie? Do you have any action scenes? Do you get involved in the action, or do you kind of just more on the sidelines?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get in there.
Yeah.
She's a trooper. Like, I mean, yeah.
How does Phil have to train for months when she just had to dye her hair?
You know, it was physically daunting to, you know, to show up last year with the physique of a fishwife, and weirdly they said this won't work for us. You've got to be more built. But actually, Topher and I both trained.
You saw slightly better results.
What's that?
Saw slightly better results.
No, I actually, you know, I mean, we, you know, you just, you try to, once again, you just try to toe the line and do what's asked of you. But it's definitely, it's been a great discipline. I've worked out for about probably 16 months, and it was a good discipline to have in my life. It was very invigorating to reincorporate that.
If you are in the movie.
Thank you. Right? Although, what have you heard?
If you are, how important was it, or was it ever conscious in your mind to keep yourself from being a cliche bad guy, you know, how important was you to real
Very important. It's great. I think we're both very different, and we had very different things asked of us. But yeah, that's always on your mind. You know, when you're looking for a guide, you're really looking at the director, and you can't get let down by Sam. He's just not going to let you look bad.
You hope.
Yes.
No, it's true.